pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So I don't know if you, we have the recording going?
Yes.
Anybody on other than us?
No.
No. Could you take roll call, Stroyan here?
Recording in progress.
DiLorenzo here.
Brown here.
Caffrey here.
Make a note that the solicitor is out of attendance tonight. Is there any comments about the review of the minutes for the previous meeting?
I don't have any.
So there being none, then we'll go directly to Pine Acres, 135 Pine Acres Lane. So I want to make it clear that the attorney is not here tonight. This is not an enforcement body. I want to be careful about where we want to go with that. So that being said, then I guess we're going to give the meeting to you so you can.
I went through with discussions with Bob and going through the ordinance. They don't hit a kennel as per described in the ordinance, which is four or more dogs above the age of 6 months. But they have as puppies. I hear the number is 10. I don't know that for a fact. There was a complaint from a neighbor about a couple of things. One of the he runs a plumbing business out of the house also, but he gets deliveries from tractor trailers for water heaters and whatnot. So that's an inconvenience for the area because Pine Acres Road isn't very big. It's very tough to navigate.
Pine Acres Road is a public thoroughfare.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
If you don't mind, where we're going to fall is the degree of business being operated out of there. And that's where we need our solicitor.
Yeah, according to the ordinance, there's nothing we can do at the moment.
Well, our ordinance at present, we do have to make corrections in there because the state also has come out with home-based business or regulations and their own.
Do we have a copy of that anywhere?
Yeah, here.
Well, it's a use provided for by right, but that doesn't mean that we can't regulate it. So the first determination is he truly running a home business out of there, or is he just a private contractor that's you know?
That's a fine line.
It's a lot of gray area. Absolutely is a fine line, depending on how much. You know, are there customers coming there? What's happening there is the key, I think. We need an opinion from our solicitor. As far as the dog kennel part, I think you have more of a zoning enforcement issue there with the complaints about what they're doing with the dogs, and that's certainly not something that this board is for or equipped to do anything about.
Well, the neighbor,
if they're running a breeding operation there and they're doing that type of thing, it maybe doesn't fit under our regulation, but Department of Agriculture regulates anything and everything that has to do with animals, especially if you're selling or you're raising animals.
And they say they've been giving them away. Yeah. As long as you're breeding.
If you're breeding, if you're, you know,
if you're multiplying any kind of livestock or animal, there's regulations on it.
Right.
For profit or.
You know, if we're gonna, if you have a dog that has a litter by mistake, nobody's gonna do anything about it. But I understand that these folks are advertising.
Right. I haven't seen it. I'm not on Facebook, so I don't.
I did see it.
Well, it was in the email, wasn't it, that was sent?
Yes, it was in there too, picture of it.
Pictures of it.
And the neighbor also notified the dog warden, which should have been the first person notified, but I don't know if he's did anything yet.
Okay, have you had a conversation with the dog warden? It's funny, I saw the dog warden in the parking lot there at Apple Valley one afternoon, where I don't usually walk in the afternoon, but he was there. Is that, has the dog warden been notified?
I have no idea.
I think that might be a first step for you to take. I just found this out today.
Yeah.
That they had already called the dog warden.
It said in the complaint that she had,
right?
She had called the dog warden, but hadn't heard back from him or something.
And on the feces problem, conservation deals with that.
Yeah, well, so will the Department of Ag. This
is what I say. We got to be real careful about where we go or what we do. Dog crapping in the yard is the guy's right, too. So
The 10 to 14 makes quite a mess.
How much of this is neighbors not getting along?
Right.
And how much of it is, have you been there to determine whether the neighbors are actually speaking to each other and trying to resolve an issue?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I've been to that property for a fence permit. That's the only time I've been there.
Right. But what is the supervisor's position when you get a formal complaint like this? Give it to the enforcement officer?
No, they gave it to the...
Okay. So then the first step...
It didn't come before the supervisors. Rachel got the complaint, and she sent it to the office and said forward it to our zoning officer.
So always, my opinion, when you have an enforcement issue like this, is the first thing to do is to go and speak to the neighbors individually and see if they have actually spoke to each other and tried to resolve the issue amongst themselves. That's always the wisest place to start. If they haven't even had any contact with each other, then it's a he said, she said problem right from the beginning. You know, and is that what we have?
Is this our zoning ordinance right here, Bobby, or is this something that you pulled out of somewhere
else? Which one are you looking at?
It's on the second page of what you handed me. There's floodplain standards, stables and kennels, stables private, reserved, and then kennels, 413.
Yeah, that's ours.
The 413 is ours.
Yeah, the 413.
413.3. So kennels are considered a conditional use in any development district.
Right, but that's a kennel.
Right.
And a kennel is defined.
So it's not a kennel.
No, that's the problem that we have. Our definition of a kennel is anybody that has... Four dogs or more over the age of 6 months.
All right.
That's our definition of a kennel, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so that's our definition of a kennel. So this does not fall...
Under a kennel.
Under the definition of a kennel. But if this is a use not provided for, and that's where we're going with this, then it's absolutely a conditional use.
Yeah, there's no call out in the schedule of uses for
a breeding.
A breeding.
Right, right. So that's an error. But like I said, if it's a use not provided for, then in our ordinance, uses that are not provided for go automatically to conditional uses. Correct.
Correct.
Okay. So then that's something that we need the lawyer.
Yeah.
We need the lawyer.
Definitely has to go to the lawyer.
For his opinion about enforcement. If you feel that there's a point where it needs to have enforcement, but it's going to be beneficial for everybody concerned. Have you had Have you had a conversation with Mrs. Buddha?
No, I have not. I have not talked to anybody on this. I wanted to find out what our stance is on where we're going forward.
Okay. Well, I think the supervisor is going to ask, you know, what's been the interaction before they decide about enforcement.
Yeah, I'll give her a call tomorrow and talk with her.
And have you spoke with the other party?
I've spoke with them, but not about this issue.
Not, you spoke with them about the business issue?
No, the fence issue, you know, when they apply
okay,
for the fence.
Okay. And they are operating a business out of the house, are you aware of that?
Yeah, it's obvious. I mean, he's got his truck parked outside with his...
he's got signs on the garage doors.
He's got sign on the garage doors. He's got so he's operating the home-based business from the house. He's right. He's not just
a contractor working.
Contractor that's going.
Well, I'm a contractor. I live up in Moon Valley. They have regulations on what you can store outside, but that's all within the community. It's not within the township, and I don't think that the township can overstep their boundaries and enforce community laws. Right.
No, we're not. We have no intention of
right.
doing that. But what we're saying is there's a difference between a guy that's operating a business from his home,
right,
and getting two or three deliveries, truckloads of
right. It's like me. I operate out of my house. Right. I run my business out of my house up in Moon Valley, and in their ordinances of the Moon Valley development, it states you cannot do that. So, like, my van is unlettered, I have no business signs, I don't take any deliveries up at my house of any kind.
Right, so you're a contractor that parks your vehicle outside of your house.
Right.
We don't consider that a home-based business.
Right.
You have that right inherent through the state.
Right.
Right, but when you start advertising and start conducting your business and doing
at the residence, then that becomes the situation.
Then it becomes a home business.
I mean, most contractors look at even plumbers; they'll keep fittings and some pipe and everything in their garage.
Right.
Not a big deal.
Right.
Well, how do you bring your excavating stuff home without?
Yeah.
You know, I've got trailers and equipment and crap all over the place. You can't. You know? Are you?
Oh. I know.
I believe me, like Bobby just said, I got pipe and fittings and everything.
Well, you have to.
And
you
I
have
get them down that's in the basement.
That's what you do for a living.
Yeah,
you know,
right,
that's,
but
yeah,
when, you, yeah. when you're doing a job, you either have it delivered to the
job
or you go pick it up.
Or I go pick it up.
Right.
Exactly.
Where he's having everything delivered.
Right.
Right. And is he doing that? And are they seeing other customers? What actually is happening there?
I wouldn't think that customers are going to that location, but his deliveries and whatnot are.
Yeah,
and I don't know where that falls into the home.
Well, that's where the lawyer has to come in because there's a boundary.
Right. Because yeah, I mean, what if it?
And
like
they
in
doing
the
it?
Email that you can see, there's R&L is dropping off, and
yep.
they're running water heaters and pallets up the driveway. You know what I mean? So that it is definitely.
Well, and he's running. He's got signs out. He's got certain stuff. So,
yeah,
but now our ordinance does allow a home base sign up to 4 feet, 4 square feet.
Oh, yeah. I don't think.
I mean, that's been going on in this country since this country was
formed. I know,
formed.
But they're actually the reason for the signage was
right?
like
that's letting everybody know who you are and what you do. That's hanging your shingle.
Yeah. Years ago, you know, like a motor vehicle was in people's houses, they had sign out.
Right.
So, no, and people have a right, so.
Yeah, I didn't notice any signage outside of what was on the vehicle.
The garage door has two signs on it.
Does it? I didn't notice.
Well, I think it would be helpful for you when is Tony going to be available?
Not till the next meeting.
Do the supervisors meet before?
No.
You see the supervisor's solicitor as well?
Yeah.
So will he be with the supervisors? Can we not just, you know, give him a note saying, can you just look into this? And
he's already looking into it. I was on the phone with him for a while to say.
No, I'm more concerned. I'm
to let Mike know what
we
to
need
do.
This board, in my opinion, needs to stay out of this pretty much. But I think that they, I think you need advice from the solicitor about how the supervisors want you to go enforce this.
Right.
So before you speak to either one of the parties, I would speak with Tony Magnotta and say, do you want, but you can't find the temperature of what's happening between, you just have a complaint.
Right.
You know, is this neighbors that are just, are never going to get along and do whatever, and this is that kind of, or is this truly something that's an issue?
Right. Yeah, I agree 100%.
I mean, that's...
This is more anything than a zoning issue. I don't know that there's much else to it than straight zoning.
Right, and I agree with you. If we get the guy within his rights and have it clear, then it should be the end of it for you. Mm-hmm. The complaint doesn't have anything to do with it. It doesn't matter who the complainant is. If he's working within his rights and he's got all the stuff that he needs, if he needs a conditional use for a kennel, if he needs whatever he needs, let's see that he gets it. Right. And then the neighbors can have any opinion they want. We can't get involved in all of that.
Now, but before he talks to the people that are running the businesses, he should talk to Tony.
Yeah.
This way,
well, I'm more concerned about the way the complainant's going to react. So you need to talk to Tony.
Well, you want, yeah, but he's got to have in his mind basically something that he's looking at before he goes after. Right. I'm not saying go after anybody.
Right. What's the law?
What's
from
the law?
Tony, what's the law? What's the regulation set forth by the township so that he, when he approaches them, is approaching them in a legal, proper way?
A knowledgeable way.
A knowledgeable way.
Well, it's not only that. The first order of business is to satisfy the complaint.
Right. But I'm saying when he goes to talk to the complainant.
First order of business. So you need to talk to Tony about how you should even approach that.
Yeah. And the reason for him even coming to us, our ordinance does say that he has to come to us if there's questions about the ordinance, which we have.
Right. Yeah, no, I understand that. But without the solicitor here, I would be.
Yeah. So our, let's see.
How is
next Monday is a supervisor meeting.
So you could get a answer pretty quick. How is Karen making out with her other zoning issue?
Tabled that, and she's not going. She's not moving forward with it. She was afraid that she'd hear no, and she wasn't going to invest any more money into it. She already paid for the survey. She already paid for an architect. She was afraid about losing another $900. So she put the kibosh on it.
What was this?
She wants to put a little porch on the front of the house, and the bottom line
she wants to put a portico over the walkway.
Right.
It's within the setbacks.
Well, it's making a non-conforming use more non-conforming.
Right.
That's the issue.
Right.
Yep.
It's not an issue that the zoning board would look to enforce, I don't believe. It's a pretty reasonable ask, in my opinion.
I thought it was a reasonable ask where it isn't just the front that is non-conforming. It's like the whole house is non-conforming. The corner of the garage is on the property line. The front, the right side's definitely beyond. I think the walkways, half of the walkway is the only thing that is within the setback. You know what I mean? So the portico would only be, like a quarter of the portico would be not... You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make a difference. Like,
but to me, that would be, I would
like
say
Kevin
she's
said,
got a good hardship to go for the...
Right. That's what I tried telling her, but she was afraid that if she heard a no, that she would be throwing away another $900. So instead, she's going to change her front door and...
Well, that's why she's got it, so... But no, I thought it was a reasonable ask, and it just...
I mean, I could see if it was going to be closed in, but it's literally, it's going to be two posts and a roof.
Yep.
You know, she's just trying to, where people use the walkway to the front of the house, that they can stay dry while she gets to the door.
Well, and I thought that it'll change the lines in the front of the house.
Yeah,
she likes that idea.
Right. I think that's what she was looking for, was to make the house a little more attractive from the street as well.
Yeah, no, and I that would be, but so she's not presenting, that's why I haven't heard any more about it.
Yeah, no, I don't think she's...
All right. Yeah, no, I thought that was a very reasonable ask.
I would think so, too.
Right.
Right. So. Especially with the all the nonconformity there, she doesn't have much of a choice.
Right.
Yeah. So and that's an aesthetic thing. So anyway, yeah. All right. So then I would suggest that you go to the supervisors meeting, and
talk to Tony first.
Yeah, I'll talk with Tony.
Yeah.
Is he out of town or?
No, he's here.
Okay.
He had a wake to go to tonight. That's why he couldn't be here.
So I'll give him a call tomorrow and let him give me some direction.
Text him first and say, give me a call when you get a chance.
Yeah. And let him give me direction as to...
Should it be on the agenda?
What?
Should it be on the agenda of the supervisors meeting?
Let him find out, talking to Tony first.
Yeah, I'll let you know tomorrow after I talk with Tony. Because the supervisors, unless Tony has something...
Well, no, you're on the agenda already. There's a zoning portion.
Yes, right.
You're on the agenda anyway.
Yeah.
He's the zoning officer, and there's a zoning portion in every agenda.
Yep.
So he's on the agenda anyway. So when it comes to zoning, then you pipe up, and that's your time.
Yeah.
So, alternate member moved to the Board of Supervisors. We're still waiting for an answer, formal answer.
Yep.
Hiring a planner. Have the supervisors decided? I see a letter and some stuff going on about that.
I gave you all the... Did you look at the fee schedules from the two of them?
Is that Michael Baker?
Yeah. Now, just the hourly rate for like project manager is $257 from Michael Baker and $120 from Nancy Sarsonello. I don't have a problem with Nancy Sarsonello. She works with Carson Helfridge, which Carson's very familiar with our stuff. He just tend to overwrite.
Well, here's the for the other gentleman's edification, Carson Helfrich is, and Carson wrote our original ordinance. He did he's done a lot of work for us over the years. Carson is one of those people that writes a book for everything that he does.
Right.
Yeah.
He's gonna try to cover every issue no matter what. We've tended to prefer
straightforward.
Somebody that's a little more straightforward that may give some more interpretation room in between, because no matter what happens, you wind up with, you get lawyers involved, you're going to have wiggle room.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's how the person that reads it, so, interprets it, is
so
the bottom line.
This gal seems to be, from what I see from her stuff, seems to be pretty practical and straightforward. The other planner, I really don't know anything about or have any experience, but my answer to this hiring a planner is, quite frankly, it's up to the supervisors without how much money they want to spend.
Well, we're trying to spend as little as possible on everything.
Well, but when it comes to hiring professionals, maybe it's not always the best.
It's not always the best, but
I mean, sure, that's why we have.
She comes highly recommended. The only downfall that Milford Township had with her, was that build-out that she did wasn't liked, but that was also built off the supervisors at the time with an ordinance they wanted to create, which never got created. And she said it was a horrible ordinance, but that's what they paid her to write.
So is that the lady that is with SAC?
Yes, Sarsenello.
Sarsenello?
Well, any time that you tell a professional like that to do a certain thing, you wind up putting yourself in a corner, in my opinion.
Let them do their job, generally. You tell them what you're looking
for. No, you work
for,
with them.
You
work with them because you got an idea in your head what you're looking for, so you give them the basics and let them write it.
And let them write it to cover us.
But don't tell them what to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, there's a difference.
Yeah.
So.
And I talked to Tony Magnata. He's worked with her a lot over the years, and he thought she's definitely a very good planner.
So what do the other supervisors think?
I don't think it's even come up to them yet. They sent it to us first to see what we thought.
Well, you have an opinion letter from her recently, right?
Yeah, it was a while ago. But we were supposed to bring her in and meet with her, and I kept getting canceled.
Well, do you want to? What's on our agenda for the end of the month? What's the day there? 23rd.
Yep. 23rd.
No, that's December.
It's the Tuesday, 25th.
25th, 2 days before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Do you want to speak to both of them?
I would prefer to.
Well, all you did was get rates, so why don't we just have the secretary invite both of them to our next meeting, see what they do.
Yep.
All right.
Sounds well, good. Do we have them both at the same meeting, or do we have them individually so that we can talk to them?
I would set different times. Have one at the beginning of the meeting, like 7 o'clock, one at 8 o'clock.
However you want to do that.
I don't want to pit them against each other.
Yeah, that's what I was just like. That just makes for an uncomfortable.
Well, and the way to do it is to offer one evening to
one and another evening to another.
Right.
Right. And then that way we can have their undivided attention.
Who can, if you want to do it that way, then see who can do it on the. See which one can do it on the.
25th.
On the 25th of November, whichever one says yes first, and then the 4th of December, or the 11th of December. And we'll take them first thing in the schedule, no matter where you have them on the agenda. And
right, so yeah. Get, talk to them and...
Get them in and get them out.
Yeah, just...
So does that make sense, Shahana?
Yes.
Okay. Data center regulations.
We're at, I spoke to John the other day, and him and I guess Tony are supposed to be going into the finalization of it.
Are you thinking about warehouse standards?
Oh, wait a minute. You said data center?
Data centers, yes. We're working on too many things at once.
I didn't have a chance to go over that and make any comments. I've just been too busy.
Well, that's one that...
yeah, we have to get that one.
That she gave us guidance on, right?
Yeah.
I thought that that was...
Out of the ones they sent, though, the one that looked best to me, anyway, and even Tony, was the one that Clay County Planning did. But I know there's things in there that we're not going to... I didn't get a chance to go through the whole thing, but there's things in there we're going to want to change. Like they had a 60-foot height for a building, we're going to want to stay.
I noticed that right off, yep. Definitely we have to.
But.